Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites Podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NBA. Steph Curry is expected to sign a four-year, $215 million extension with the Warriors. Following one of Curry's best seasons yet, the Warriors will look to sign the guard to a four-year supermax extension to keep him in Golden State for the foreseeable future. The 33-year-old was a top three MVP candidate last season as he averaged 32 points per game. Luka Doncic is expected to agree to a five-year, $202 million contract extension with Dallas once the Olympics conclude. While Doncic is currently focusing on bringing home the gold medal for Slovenia, the 22-year-old appears to have come to an agreement with the Mavericks to sign a supermax extension that will keep him in Dallas for five more years. In NFL news, Carson Wentz will undergo surgery and is expected to be out 5 to 12 weeks. The vague recovery timeline isn't especially helpful, but we at least know Wentz has decided on surgery, making him unlikely to play in Week 1. According to head coach Frank Wright, Wentz's foot injury is an old problem that may date back as far as high school, but didn't need to be addressed seriously until now. Eagles wide receiver Devontae Smith is expected to miss 2 or 3 weeks of practice while he recovers from an MCL sprain. While MCL injuries typically come with longer recovery timelines, it sounds like Smith escaped with a minor sprain as he walked off the field without much trouble and observed the remainder of Saturday's practice after hurting his knee. In MLB news, Josh Hader was placed on the COVID-19 injured list. It's unclear whether he tested positive for the virus, but Milwaukee's closer will be sidelined for the near future until he clears the COVID-19 protocols. Depending how long he's out, Hader could require a rehab assignment before retaking the field for the Brewers. Devin Williams is the most likely candidate to receive a save chance in the meantime. In MLB betting props tonight, take a look at Anthony DeSclafani against the Diamondbacks and under 5.5 strikeouts, as we're projecting just 4.3 strikeouts from the starter. There's also one of the newest Yankees, Andrew Heaney, starting against the Orioles tonight, and look for the under 6.5 strikeouts, as we're projecting just 5.3. Speaking of the Yankees, the new-look Yankees come back home after taking all three games against the Marlins in Miami. While the offense was lacking in those games, a lot of that was the ballpark and the lack of DH. The Yankees are a huge home favorite here at minus 275 with a total set at 10. We're projecting both teams to put up big runs early in this game, so take the over 5.5 runs in the first 5 innings. We also have some hot-cold batter matchups to look out for in this game with Brett Gardner and DJ LeMahieu against Jorge Lopez. Both have 400 batting averages with 4 hits and 10 at-bats against Lopez in their career. Another MLB betting matchup to look out for is the Mets at Marlins. The Marlins have scored a total of 4 runs in their last 3 games. Their lineup is the weakest in baseball with no Garrett Cooper, no Adam Duvall, or Starling Marte. McGill has been averaging about a strikeout per inning and has gone 6 innings in 2 of his last 3 starts. We're projecting McGill to go about 5.5 to 6 innings in a very pitcher-friendly park in Miami against a very weak lineup. So go with McGill under 2.5 earned runs. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.